Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is some good news around the country. Many states are on the verge of declaring 10th and 9th Amendment sovereignty. Many states are passing Vermont-style concealed carry. You can open carry, concealed carry. The Second Amendment is the Second Amendment. There were rallies all over the country in D.C., Virginia, you name it, with people engaged in open carry. See, they have intimidated us into the closet like we're evil, like we're doing something bad, hiding with our guns. You know, neighbors that don't know you have a right to own guns routinely call the police on people because they see some guy taking his deer rifle out to his car in the parking lot. They have all these billboards up and TV ads saying report illegal guns, and they show pictures of shotguns and rifles and handguns so that dumbed-down idiots that haven't ever been around the Second Amendment call the police on you. They have all these TV shows and dramas based in Chicago and New York, you know, these cop shows, where it shows people getting busted, both in fiction and nonfiction shows, for having firearms. That creates the perception guns are illegal. But by people all over the nation going to rallies and demonstrations with guns, they're not just doing this to show their guns off and try to intimidate the government. They're doing it to retake that liberty by the exercise of it, like your muscles. You don't exercise your muscles, they atrophy. And Arizona has now passed a law for concealed firearms without permit. And the media is ninnying and rubbing, oh my gosh, there'll be people with guns. What do you think criminals are already doing? Or the illegal aliens murdering ranchers and burning down whole neighborhoods and a huge military operation going on every day. But the media keeps quiet in Arizona and Texas. Arizona passes tough illegal immigration law, so they're taking action there. Arizona lawmakers passed a controversial immigration bill on Monday requiring police and the state that borders Mexico to determine if people are in the United States illegally, a measure critics say is open to racial profiling. Now, you can profile citizens all day or pull you over for no reason or have a warrantless checkpoint. The feds love that. You know, they fund police setting up warrantless checkpoints. They love decimating and burning holes in the Constitution and Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence. But when police, there have been cases, the Justice Department's investigating the Phoenix Sheriff and others, where they'll see a day labor site with 15 guys piling in a van or 8 guys piling in the back of a truck. They're clearly illegal aliens. And the cops pull over and say, let us see your IDs, and they arrest them. And the feds are talking about trying to go after Arpaio and arrest him or something. Think about that. You can have warrantless illegal checkpoints for the American people. You know, at least Phoenix isn't like 800-plus other sanctuary cities like Austin, Texas, where cops have told me, and it's been in the news, they're told to release illegal aliens for drunk driving, no ID, no insurance, wrecks, you name it. And in one case, 2 days after they let an illegal go for drunk driving, after he hit a family, he ran into a cop drunk who was transporting a prisoner and almost killed him. I mean, hell, I could change my name and get a green card, or not even get a green card, just be illegal. I could get a consul matricula, and then I could just drink gallons of tequila and just drive around however I want, run over people. Just, I mean, you know, the new bar is your car. You just get in your car and pour yourself a vodka martini and drive by the cops waving at them. Hi, how you doing? You can't stop me. I'm a gingerbread man. The feds are such a sickening, disgusting joke. Coming up, Dr. Bob Bowman is joining us, former head of the Star Wars program. To get into that, it's going to be very informative. We'll also talk about the geopolitical setup of the planet, the latest on 9/11 truth. We've got a Oklahoma City bombing victim survivor on. We're going to look at propaganda claiming bin Laden's still alive. Osama bin Laden has a Facebook page, Fox News says. Next line says the Al-Qaeda leader, or someone posing as him, is using the social network. Huh. I mean, you could go set up a Facebook and say you're Elvis, and then they'll put it on the news. Elvis is alive. He has a Facebook. Look.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up in a couple minutes, I'm going to play the new 8-minute sneak peek call to action trailer. It's up at Infowars.com. Because tomorrow we are premiering Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. And this is an 8-minute video, Concentration Camps in America. Alex Jones calls on all patriots to expose this growing evil. Now, we're going to play the audio for the radio listeners, and if you are a Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com visitor, you can go up to the site and actually watch the video itself. Now, this has a short sneak peek in the middle of it from just a minute and a half of the film, but the rest of it is my call to action. The place and time that we are at today as a society. Then when we come back, we're going to have Aaron Dykes in the studio, who was arrested for asking Karl Rove a question last night, and it has hit the news. Then we will continue breaking down the fact that the federal government is hyping domestic terror attacks and now saying domestic terror is as big a threat, or now bigger, then supposed Al-Qaeda. a monumental shift out of the shadows. They were preparing this for the American people the whole time. It's designed for the American people. Their internal documents show that. Now they're out in the open saying, yes, you are the terrorist. Homeland Security is for you. The Patriot Act is for you. Brigade Homeland and NORTHCOM. And this system is for you. The Violent Belligerence Act is for you. It's all for you, the American people. And that's why Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA is so important, because we break all of this down in the film. How this control grid is for you and your family, what makes up the control grid, who runs it, how they're staging false terror, the FEMA camps are documented. Here's that information for everybody. Police states aren't a joke. Hundreds of millions of people have been killed by government in the last 100 years. The police state is about robbing you and your family. The police state is about setting up a control grid so that the system can literally render you down to the level of feudal serfs and slaves. But if the people can be awakened to this threat and can understand how they're being controlled and manipulated, we can defeat this system and restore our constitutional republic. We are not revolutionaries. We are restorationists. We want to restore the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and our republic for which it stands. We want to defeat and overturn the global governance structure that is using false flag terror, staged events, as a pretext to go after the American people. And the similar system is being used worldwide against populations. Each and every one of you watching today is an integral part. The actions and the decisions you make on whether you join this fight against the New World Order or whether you sit on your ass are absolutely vital to the future of the species. Individuals die, but our species goes on. And if you don't have an instinctive understanding of that, and if you're not threatened by the type of oppression that is unfolding in our society, you are asleep. You are blind. And I tell you now, this is the time to awaken to the New World Order. What's happening today is real and is a threat to every free-born person on this planet. Your water is being poisoned. Your food is being poisoned. Your air is being poisoned. A planetary dictatorial world government is openly being formed. And the goal of that world government is the establishment of a global kill grid to murder the majority of the world population. We know the government's staging terror attacks. We have the executive orders. We have the John Warren Defense Authorization Act. We have Rex 84. We have the Military Commissions Act. We have the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program documents. And Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, is a powerful salvo of truth against the mountain of lies that is the New World Order. All your friends and family that have heard about death camps, concentration camps, FEMA camps, who've been in denial, who've been lied to by the mainstream media, can watch this film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, and learn the truth. They can see the facts. They can check it for themselves and discover the truth.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. We annually spend on military security alone more than the net income of all United States corporations. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizen and test the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense. The prospect of domination of the nation's troubles by federal employment, project allocations, and the power of money is ever present and is gravely to be regarded. We must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite. We cannot mortgage the material assets of our grandchildren without risking the loss also of their political and spiritual heritage.
We're at a crossroads in history, a crossroads in society. And now is the time to face the facts. Now is the time to be involved in history on the side of good. Now is the time to put our bodies against the machine of oppression. Don't stand idly by. Many of you feel like your life is meaningless. You have no purpose. That's because all you're doing is watching television and buying into the culture that teaches you to be insecure and feel weak. You are incredibly powerful. You are the species that's created jet aircraft and computers. You are the species that gave us Leonardo da Vinci. You are the species that is meant to go to the stars. But if we are to do that, we must recognize the enemy of free humanity, the New World Order, and we must bring these technocratic elite to justice. That's why I'm asking all of you to go to InfoWars.com and to get the info weapon, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, that ends the rumors and proves with documented fact that we are going headlong into a nightmare system. That's why I'm asking you to get the videos online and get them out to everyone you know. That's why I'm asking you now to commit and take action against the New World Order. Again, the destiny of humanity lies in your hands. Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, is only one step towards our victory against the New World Order. But it's a big step. And the destiny of this film, and how many people are going to see it, lies in your hands. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com. Buy blank DVDs. Make hundreds of copies. Give it to influential people in your area. Air it on access television. Have viewing parties. Take the file from PrisonPlanet.tv. Send it to your email list. Give it to everyone you know. We've already had dramatic success, and much of that credit belongs to you. So for all of you who've been in the info war over these years, who've been ridiculed, who've been laughed at, you've now been proven right. World government is now being openly announced. A world government to be run by the G20 and private banks. We're on the right side of history. We've told the truth. And we're standing up against evil, and we're letting the chips fall where they may. Because as a great philosopher once said, justice be done, may the heavens fall. The police state isn't coming, it's here. Police states aren't a joke, they're not a game. They're a straitjacket designed so the establishment can rape and rob you and reduce you to absolute serfs and beggars. You're at a crossroads. You have a decision to make. There's no longer any time for denial. World government is real. The police state is real. The FEMA camps are real. And it's all covered in Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. This is a life and death situation. You have to have respect for yourselves and take action against this or be incrementally destroyed. You have been warned.
Ladies and gentlemen, and if you simply go up to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, there is a article written by Paul Joseph Watson titled Police State 4, Resistance is Not Futile, and we have the extended trailer sneak peek call to action that you just heard the audio from. We have it with video up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Come. Get the film, make copies, get it out to everyone you know. Coming up, the latest on the global CO2 carbon tax regime and more fake reports of Al-Qaeda and bin Laden. Stay with us.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials, and you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Aaron Dykes is going to be live with us in studio. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the next segment, so 2.5 hours of the 4-hour radio/TV transmission will be simulcast today at PrisonPlanet.tv. Well, Germany, England, and other nations are now indicting or starting indictments against Goldman Sachs. There's been an indictment by the SEC here in the United States. This is opening them up for lawsuits. This is discrediting them. This is exposing the criminals. As we told you a year and a half ago, this was a premeditated implosion. Now it's even the London Guardian and major newspapers in the U.S. that it was by design. In fact, that's the headlines. Now, will we let these same groups panic the world deeper into the economic crisis they've created to establish an even bigger takeover via the cashless society global carbon tax / VAT tax system that they are establishing? And this morning I just searched the term CO2 and clicked news, and it was cities and counties and states all over the United States. Dallas, Austin, just where I live in Texas, just hundreds of articles. They're going ahead with the plan. Doesn't matter if Copenhagen wasn't ratified. They don't care. Doesn't matter if they can't pass the bill in the Senate. They don't care. They're going in and carrying out mafia operations, protection rackets, going in to the coal plants and making them put in all these different systems that is then passed on to you, the taxpayers. And the city of Austin, again, was set to vote on it last month. They haven't done it yet. Austin Energy reported and said it was good, a $2.6 billion tax over the next 3 years. Just in 3 years, $2.6 billion. That's more than all the taxes Austinites pay in the aggregate over 3 years. Here's the Dallas Morning News. And I just printed a couple of these. I mean, there's no way to even read them all. But it's just all over the country. New Mexico, California, New York, New Jersey, Michigan, Florida, West Virginia, taxes on coal mines, taxes on power plants, taxes on factories, taxes, taxes, taxes. They want to kill the economy by design, as Gerald Celente has told you, as Max Kaiser has told you, as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts has told you, as Webster Tarpley has told you, and now we have their internal documents. They've shot up the country, and now they want to put another bullet in our head. Agreement to trap CO2 wins green support for coal plant. Oh, you want to have a coal plant in Texas? We're not really building any of these. China's building, what, 3-4 a week on average? It was 4 last year. Saw another number of 3 a week. But we can't have them. Agreement to trap CO2 wins green support for coal plant. An agreement reached Monday between a major environmental group and a power company. See, the environmental group's a mafia. You have to go to them to be able to have a business. An agreement reached Monday between a major environmental group and a power company clears some of the opposition to the new West Texas coal plant that promises to capture 85% of its carbon dioxide emissions and inject them into the ground. Give me a break. Plants breathe it. The earth is carbon dioxide starved right now, according to every study. In Nebraska-based Tenaska's plan comes through, its new Trailblazer Energy Center near Sweetwater would be among the first commercial-scale coal plants in the U.S. to slash the CO2 reaching the atmosphere. In exchange for their pledge to cut CO2 and reduce potential water use, the Environmental Defense Fund agreed to withdraw from a Texas permit hearing that seeks to block the 600-megawatt plant. The Sierra Club, the project's other main opponent, is not part of the deal and remains in the hearing fighting the plant. And I've seen this in East Texas, where there's almost no jobs except for Walmart, and they try to build clean-powered plants to give people jobs that are very, very clean, and they just send in the local mafia and shut you down. They just come in, they file lawsuits, they threaten people, they go door-to-door, they brainwash the public, and they know, many of them know, that this is a mafia operation. Others are useful idiots. And they come in to your town, to your county, and kill the lifeblood of this country. 50%+ of our power is from coal. We are completely energy independent with coal. What did Bill Clinton do? Tens of thousands of acres that had more clean-burning coal than any other place in the world. The only other big deposit was in China. And then it turned out he owned stock and it had payoffs from the communist Chinese in southern Utah to not allow mining of that. Clean burning coal, surface coal, very easy to extract. No, can't have it. And then China doesn't have any of these controls, and all our industry moves there. Mafia scum. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Drag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Shut up and sit down.
I work with this man, sir. I also work with this man.
Okay.
All right, I'm with Austin Cop Watch. This is Aaron Dykes.
I am not resisting.
Very good.
Thank you. I'm more than happy to move you.
Remember me.
Thank you. Sir, you need to let me in here. I'm with Austin Cop Watch. Sir, we have an issue here, sir. I need to speak with the supervisor now.
Okay, so this is a First Amendment issue. Remember under Bush, they would have town hall meetings, and when they were open to the public, but they would make you sign a pledge not to ask mean questions or that you agreed with Bush or Cheney. They would also go into parking lots and find anti-war bumper stickers and follow people in and arrest them. That was all over the news. Now, what happened is they had said that Karl Rove was going to give a speech at UT last night, to a packed ballroom of over 500 people that was open to the public and free, no stipulations, and that he was going to have a question and answer. And the same thing that happened to me back in 98 with Bush when he was governor, they said they were going to have a press conference. The media was all there. He gave a speech, and they said no press conference. And at the end of his speech, I said, Governor, you know, isn't it the CFR, the New World Order, that's destroying America? Don't you want to fight that? And they had me basically kidnapped for an hour. They said I was arrested, drugged me out, put me in a car, drove me around. Now, they detained quite a few people. And no one disrupted, and Aaron was there, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Aaron didn't get out of jail until about 4 this morning. And so his video hasn't been uploaded yet, but we have some of the other folks that were there and have uploaded it. We were able to grab the audio quickly when he just got into the office. It takes longer to upload the video, so we can play some of the audio. But we do have some video clips. We just played one of those, and there's different angles that are up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But the issue here is Aaron was quiet throughout the whole speech. He said thank you, and he was done. And before he said that, he said, you know, we weren't going to take questions, but I've got some prepared written on cue cards. Lord knows where they came from. Probably fake questions. So they'd said no questions, and they said, well, I'm going to answer some questions on cue cards. But they hadn't handed these out. This hadn't been public. And Aaron, after he says thank you, and is about to be asked questions off cue cards, Aaron brings up some important issues about the Downing Street memo, White House memo, that are declassified the last 4 years and publicly admit that the White House premeditatedly lied about WMDs. They weren't wrong. They didn't get it wrong. They knew they were lying. They even talked about, in the White House memo, shooting down a U.S. aircraft or getting it shot down or a U.N. aircraft to blame it on Saddam. And that's the Times of London Associated Press. But the general public doesn't know this. It never became a big nightly news item. And so Aaron went down there. Rob Dew went down there. Rob Jacobson went down there. I've been doing radio, TV interviews, and quite frankly, after 4 hours every day, that's why I don't go to many of these events. I'm just exhausted. But the guys wanted to go. I didn't say go. I said, do you want to go? And they said, yes. I said, don't get arrested. But then they came up and grabbed Aaron, roughly, and started saying, resisting, resisting. And that's coming up on some of the audio. And then Aaron's got to get some sleep today, but I guess tomorrow he'll be able to upload the whole thing unedited to YouTube for people. Because, again, it's easy to grab audio off something. We could just play it raw right off the chip, couldn't we?
Yeah, it's right over there. So,
well, then why are we just going to do audio?
The way they have it set up, I'm not sure. But
so we can do both. I mean, see, the problem is I'm all doing the live radio show, so we're just having a debate about this right now because you guys had said we had the audio. Well, so we can play the video, too. Do we have it queued up to the point? I'm going to cover news. Go out and have a meeting with them about that because I want to find out exactly what we're going to do, and then we'll find out, and we'll get Aaron's story here in just a moment, but it's better to just play it live since we're at PrisonPlanet.tv than wait till Aaron goes and takes a nap and then does it. InfoWars journalist arrested, held for asking Karl Rove a question during UT appearance. And it says Aaron waited until it was question time, and rather than sit through the pre-selected controlled media questions, Aaron wanted to know about the Downing Street memo. And so Rob Jacobson stood up and shouted in agreement with Aaron. They then separately grabbed him. They were going to arrest him. So Aaron was in the University of Texas detainment area in the offices with the police. And I talked to him after he got out, and they were coming over to Aaron saying, we're going to charge you with resisting. So that's why it's in our article that they were going to charge him with resisting. They ended up charging him with something else because Aaron pointed out, this is all on video. You're not going to get away with this. And so, Aaron, we're going to play this video unedited for the first time. I haven't even seen this from your camera what happened, but break down what happened last night.
Alex Karl Rove is such a pernicious liar and manipulator of public truth. And he just staged the whole thing, making comments about how this is his free speech and not the liberals. And then only after someone interrupts does he finally say, yes, there will be questions, after they said there will be none. But he says they will be from pre-written cards that are only for Democrats or Republicans, and you line up. And my question didn't fit into the category. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. And so the free speech was a fraud. They announced that they would be warning people for disrupting. They acknowledged that there were disruptors because there was Code Pink and other groups spread throughout the thing. And I was persecuted for reasons I don't fully understand. As soon as I outburst, they grabbed me by the elbow without warning.
They were there in like 5 seconds.
Yeah, they were surrounding me, and as soon as they got the chance, they grabbed me by the elbow, jerked me back, and I heard the cops saying, stop resisting arrest. Is he resisting arrest? He's not resisting arrest. And so I had to defend myself out in the public and say, no, I'm not resisting arrest. I'm not resisting arrest. And the rest is on video. They dragged me back, and I was simply trying to ask Karl Rove a question, which I continued to do.
Now, we finished getting you guys out of jail at, what, about 4 in the morning, and there was another fella from We Are Change that we bailed out. But here it is out of News 8 Austin yesterday morning before Karl Rove spoke, and it says former White House Deputy Chief of Staff Karl Rove will give a lecture at the University of Texas Monday. Rove is expected to talk about his time at the White House as former President Bush's top political advisor. Rove will also share his analysis of key issues the nation faces currently, including health care, the economy, and protection of individual liberties. And I have a separate article about the George W. Bush Center in Dallas calling for defending Internet freedom and having a big conference yesterday. So they are now the freedom fighters. They pass the Patriot Act. They write White House memos about torturing children in front of their parents, burying people alive, killing them, raping them is good. They start cybersecurity that lets the feds take over the web. Obama's continuing that. Everyone agrees it's draconian. I mean, even CNET News calls it the end of the free internet. They're the ones that engineered this. Obama's taken the baton in this relay race, and then he's at UT, according to this, doing a national tour about freedom of speech, and then here they are doing this to you. I haven't had a chance to see his speech yet. Did he talk about freedom of speech?
Oh, yeah, and he makes jokes about it and talks about how he's never allowed to speak. He's the one with the microphone, knowing that there's no microphone set up for audience questions, and he's not really interacting with the audience. There is no free speech if you don't like Karl Rove at an event. You can hold a sign. He doesn't care. He's been confronted over and over, at least a dozen times that I've seen.
He seems to enjoy it.
He laughs at them. He sticks his face in the window and makes, you know, piggy faces. And he's disgusting. He's a war criminal. The blood is on his hands, but he's frankly not in touch with that. But that's not going to keep us from resisting that.
Well, he got caught, is now admitted, they had to release him, setting up the Alabama governor, just lying and having an ex-con lie and put him in jail. And it turned out he made all the orders. I mean, this is a hardcore evil person.
Well, it's a total joke. They did nothing but shred the Constitution, and now that Obama's in power, they'll make issue of freedom of speech.
Well, they're going to ride back to power because, I mean, he was the guy that brought Rick Perry up in to politics and George Bush. I mean, he was the kingmaker for both, and he's the one telling Perry to say, Texas will secede. We're fighting the New World Order. Now I got to go to the Bilderberg Group in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, Rove tracks back to so much dirty laundry, but the bottom line point is he didn't allow anyone to speak, and it's just a travesty, really.
Now, when I talked to Aaron after they'd arrested, Rob Jacobson, after they'd arrested you, they were saying they were going to charge you, he said, when you were in the cell with him before they moved you to the Travis County jail, that they were going to charge you with resisting?
Yeah. In fact, I overheard some of the cops talking about how the other people wouldn't be charged. They would be sent home, but not this one. And I didn't really catch on what their specific reasons were, but they clearly signaled me out in the filing room and put me in handcuffs. Jacobson was not in handcuffs. Some of the other protesters who I didn't know personally were not in handcuffs. I was singled out, as was the other guy who was arrested.
I know you spent last night with this We Are Change guy, and we bailed him out, but we've since forgotten his name. I know you didn't get any sleep last night, but we'll get an article filed tomorrow with all the names and what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll pop in your head in a minute. Oh, you remember it now?
Yeah. His name is Jeff Owens, so I got to know him. He's actually a war veteran. And he said he was there to speak out against civil rights, and he wasn't concerned about getting arrested.
Oh, I wasn't clear, because right before we went live, you said, I need to run out and check his name. I've forgotten, so it just popped in your head.
I did forget his name a couple times last night. Because
okay, I was trying to be clear. So, I mean, tell us about what happened to him.
It's a long night in jail, and there's so many confusing questions and all kinds of rigmarole, and, like, they ask these framing questions, are you going to commit suicide, and all kinds of questions with strange edges to him. But he had a very same processing as me. He had the same charge, the same bond fee, and he was in the cell right next to me.
And you've been charged with?
I've been charged with disrupting a public event, I believe.
All right, let's go ahead and start rolling this video. This is from last night. I haven't even seen this. Aaron hasn't even really seen this. We just loaded it into the computer because we shot these on small flip phones or flip cameras. I keep calling them flip phones. Because those were easy to sneak in because they were saying no filming, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're totally draconian. And this is one of those things put on the by the Republican Party. They snicker at everyone who's in opposition.
But this is at a state university, supposedly open to the public, but you don't bring your video cameras.
It's open, but they control every parameter. And if you speak out, you're arrested and dragged out.
And Karl Rove lied. Rove lied and said you'll be warned three times.
Yeah, well, they made a point. They acknowledged there will be disruptors and there's various viewpoints. And so the police came up and they announced they would warn people three times, then arrest them. And then when someone does disrupt, they have a speaker to stand up for Rove and say, we ask that you stop speaking, just so they can talk over him, you see, so that their question can't be heard. And so Karl Rove takes a break and they say, we ask that you stop speaking. You'll be removed from the university. I've seen this at the Petraeus speeches and other Rove speeches. It's really a control tactic.
And let's be clear. He was done with his speech, and they were saying, we're now going to go to these cue cards.
Yeah, I mean, his speech was so boring, I didn't think it would be worthwhile to interrupt it. The only reason I did interrupt at all is because there was no free speech. You had to be a pre-written cue card, Republican or Democrat. I'm not that. But, yes, I waited till he said thank you, indicating the end of his speech after he wrapped it up and said, you know, Obama's not so bad after all since he continues that war, those wars, rather.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he gives Obama credit. He says, you can see, even though it's not what he campaigned on, it's reflected in the polls. People love that he's continuing the war, basically, is the essence of
it. Yeah, he has the lowest approval rating of any president a year and a half in.
As long as he continues the war, he's not so bad.
I mean, Karl Rove is such a duplicitous liar. Let's go ahead and go to this video. Here it is.
That is an extremism. And the president is right. Thanks for having me here today. We're now going to bring up the questioners.
You talk about free speech, but I'm not a Democrat or a Republican.
Shut up and sit down.
Are you going to take my question? I have a question. You're a liar. The Iraq war, the blood is on your hands. Don't grab me. Don't touch me. We're tired of your skull and bones narco trafficking. Get your hands off me. Get your hands off me.
Come on.
I am not resisting. I am not resisting. I am not resisting.
Very good, thank you.
If you want me to leave the building, that is fine. I'm more than happy to leave the building.
You're under arrest. Stay.
I'm not resisting arrest.
I do not need to let you. I'm here.
Sir, I have a right to free speech. You have no reason to arrest me. Why am I being arrested?
You are under arrest.
What is the reason?
Disruption of a lawful assembly.
Are you going to read my Miranda rights?
I'm not asking you incriminating questions. Look at that, trying to get in behind us.
How long did this go till they turn the camera off?
Camera off in 5 minutes or so. Once they did the initial handcuffing.
Keep rolling in here. Going into the dungeon.
You're not
going
to like it if I see you personally for violating my rights of free speech.
Are you on this one, sir?
Okay. Here's all the other criminals.
I think that was Jacobson for 1 second.
Oh, so that's when it got turned off.
I guess so, yeah.
They grabbed it away from you?
They took it from me when they put me in cuffs, so.
And there's Rob in there. Oh, man, I tell you.
I mean, they were silencing free speech very skillfully. Rove is skillful. I mean, I wish I could come off articulately. He knows how to handle all these questions. He's an old Watergate dirty trickster. That's when he...
And he tripled the size of government. He supported the assault weapons ban. He got Bush to support carbon taxes. And the Republicans are just a bunch of idiots. They wonder why they're losing their country. They wonder why everything's falling apart. They go in there, these milquetoast, weak-looking people, and just look up at him like a dog looks at its master, just lovingly. Oh, we love you, Rove. We love criminality. We love it all. We love Bohemian Grove. We love the gay orgies. It's conservative.
It's sick. It's not our everyday point, but the way they control politics on college campuses, you know, is the embryo of the weak party system we have today that makes things so bad.
Well, Karl Rove, you know, he likes all those midnight visits that came out in the news.
You know, that's neither here nor there, I guess.
It's all just a big, but he's conservative, though. That's good.
Mm.
And, you know, it's good that Newt Gingrich is supporting carbon taxes. You're some kind of commie. You're against taxes, boy.
It's sick. I mean, we know how the Constitution should put us, but we're not there.
Anything else, Aaron, you'd like to add about this fiasco?
It was a long night. I'm glad it's over. I really didn't want to get arrested, but sometimes it has to be done.
Well, I mean, in the old days, I guess I've got to start going to these. I would get up and, you know, ask questions of Reno and other people and Barry McCaffrey and others, and they didn't arrest me.
I'll say one thing about Rove. I've been through a lot of hairy confrontations working for you over the years. This is the first time I've been arrested formally in cuffs with charges, so Bilderberg would be the second run.
And you've had armed security guards of the Federal Reserve a half mile away come to a city park and tell you turn a camera off or they're going to arrest you and start handling their guns.
Oh, yeah, we've been through some adventures, and that's the world out there. Someone has to stand up, Alex. We weren't born to be in some prostrate position. At some point, someone has to stand up. I wish it was someone more articulate than me.
But I thought you worked for a right-wing pro-war guy. The liberal media says, but we're out asking questions against the war, which the Democrats don't do anymore. You notice now it's their war, and they like it, and they like the torture, and they've just shut up. Aaron Dykes, good job. Go home and get some sleep, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Great job. All right, we'll be back with more news, and we've got Dr. Bob Bowman coming up. Stay with us.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects. Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Well, the union's a big businessman, and it's going out as a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to roll on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole government's gonna be against the law.
It's sundown on the union. Dr. Bob Bowman is coming up. inside the secretive Star Wars program. Much as he can tell us legally and lawfully, we'll talk about a host of other issues with him as well. Got an Oklahoma City bombing survivor who's saying it's an inside job, joining us in the last 30 minutes of the transmission. You better get that through your head. This world is ruled by violence. We need to start being honest about that. I wanted to say one other thing about this. I mean, I guess I was arrested for asking Bush a question in a press conference, but this has now happened to Aaron. It's happening to more and more people, and that's why they've hired provocateurs to dress up as anarchists since Seattle in 99 to attack police and others, and it's come out in every case it was staged to then scare other Americans from going out and demonstrating because you're met by police in riot gear beating their shields and firing tear gas, pepper spray, and rubber bullets at you. Famous video in Miami of peaceful people with signs being shot with rubber bullets and going through the sign and bloodying their face. And then the cops, after the event, videotaping their after action. Hey, did you see how funny it was when we shot through that sign and shot that lady in the face? Ah, ha, ha, ha. It's going to be very funny, cops, when the bankers take your pension fund, too. You think you're a big shark? You think you're the big fish on the block? You think your bosses care about you? When they're done with you, they'll flush you down the toilet, just like they're flushing this republic down the toilet. But I want to thank everyone that called the jail. When we got down there to the jail last night, they said it'll be 24 hours until he even sees a judge. This is like at 10 o'clock at night. And then they got a bunch of phone calls down there, and they did tell Aaron they got phone calls. So the We Are Change fellow and Aaron were released. They were released. And so that's good news. One other tidbit here. We are premiering Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, tomorrow at 3 p.m. Central when the radio show ends. At PrisonPlanet.tv, and the DVDs are shipping today. They were shipping yesterday. Most of you will get them today, tomorrow, or the next day who ordered them, the high-quality DVD with the expanded extras. I want to thank all of you that are supporting us, but more importantly, have viewing parties, show it to your friends and family. And also help us get this new concentration camps in America. Alex Jones calls on all patriots to expose growing evil. A very important 8-minute, 56-second video with a sneak peek in the middle from the film, just a minute and a half of the film to give you an idea of what's in the documentary. This is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and on the Alex Jones YouTube channel. Please make this go viral. We want to push this onto the front page of YouTube so it gets a 500,000 hits or close to it, like our little iPad video we did last week. Well on its way to a 500,000, right up there getting close to 300,000. Right now. So please get this. Concentration camps in America. Alex Jones calls on all patriots to expose growing evil. Please post this on your website, your blog, your Facebook. Please get this out to everyone you know ASAP. And let's make sure it's on all our Facebooks. And let's Twitter this baby out. We can do that also on our system because this is the best of the trailers and sneak peeks we put out. 8 minutes, 56 seconds up on Infowars.com right now. Please order the DVD with the expanded extras and the highest quality. Please make copies. Please air it on Access TV. Please get it out. You can also call toll-free, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. All right, we're reaching the halfway point in the radio broadcast. Dr. Bob Bowman joins us coming up, and then an Oklahoma City bombing survivor who says it was an inside job and saw McVeigh and the government inside wiring the building. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.